You know, mindset is everything, right? Again, the intent that shapes the content is everything. And so when I talked to each of you before I even invited you into this program, I asked you, like, you know, I have a stressless eating strategy. You know, it's a system of thinking. It's a system of experiments to try on that you get better at it the more you practice it. And you have to, and it gets easier the more you practice it. But that isn't enough. Like, we have to weed the garden of your self-image and your beliefs. And are you able to do both? And so the mindset is everything. Because if you're practicing even just the food goggles, but in the back of your head, you're saying, like, I suck. What's wrong with me? I'm a fat ass, whatever, like, words are happening in your brain, or even just less personal stuff, but the more kind of ritualized stuff that maybe other diets or programs have caused you to say, like, this isn't working, or what if it doesn't work, or what if I fail, right? You're going to be working against yourself. Okay. And so what I want to do, we've already talked about this idea of, like, kind of hitting the reset or restart button. And so everything I'm sharing right now, I'm going to post this as a video in the mindset section of the membership site as well. But I wanted to just reconnect you to the intentions that we set together before you even entered into day one of this program, right? And the truth is that when you all came in here, you were a slave to your dieting, or to dieting period. You were a slave to the weight loss mentality, and you're feeling trapped inside of a body that doesn't reflect who you really are, right? And that you were at that point where you were ready to break out of that prison so that you're no longer a slave to really the suffering that happens inside that prison, which is shaming and self-suffering and self-loathing and self-rejection, and really that victimhood of all the diets and the short-term fixes that didn't work, right? And that you were ready to liberate yourself, that you needed help and you needed to understand, like, how to get the keys, but to liberate yourself from that food and body prison, and to liberate yourself from the shame and the suffering and the embarrassment, or feeling, you know, unworthy or ugly or unlovable or anything like that. And really, probably for the first time ever, how to love yourself, how to learn to love yourself, maybe for the first time ever, right? And so all I want to do is I just want to take a moment and reconnect you to the conversations that we had from day one, so that you can never hear this too much, right? Because we're talking about the rest of your life here. This is your forever conversation. But also so that if you do have that, you know, amnesia, so to speak, where you forget what this journey is and you're tempted to go back to the diet mentality, you can just reconnect to what I'm about to share with you right now and get yourself back in the mindset, okay? And so the first thing I just want to reconnect you to the conversation that we had, right? Because it's very easy to look and be like, this isn't working, or I did this for 2 days and I'm not feeling any different, or I did this for 2 days and I'm feeling so different, I'm going to stop doing what I did to get me to feel different, right? And sometimes when things are working, we stop doing the things that got us to get it working in the first place, right? And so for all of you, you know, we identified, like, what the prison was that you were breaking free from and then what you're breaking into. And I can speak with confidence and say that the general theme of what all of you all really wanted from this experience was freedom and peace of mind and happiness. And you wanted that journey on your way towards optimal health, right? And I told you all from the very beginning that, you know, I like, and you all know this, I do talk to a lot of women every single month, and there's a good majority of them that I cannot help. Like, I'm not the person to help them, because either they are looking for another diet, looking for another meal plan, looking to get in their skinny jeans fast, and that's obviously just not what I do, right? But there's also a group of women that are really interested in talking about the problem and psychoanalyzing the problem and figuring out all the reasons why things aren't working for them, versus the women like you who are 1,000% committed to breaking free of that prison of yours, right? And breaking free from the chains of dieting. And as we all know, this only works if you're committed. Being interested in dabbling in it doesn't work, right? And so the three things that I invited you into, but really asked you if you could be, were decisive and committed, coachable and resourceful. And I'll just bring you back to that conversation because I think it bears repeating, right? Before I even invited you in, I reminded you that, like, the person that this system of thinking works for is the person that realizes that these outdated systems, like the one-dimensional systems that just address food or just address your body or just address what you're doing and don't address the actual problem, didn't work for a reason. And that, you know, the women that this works for, you're not going to go one more day without a system that works because you demand to be out of that prison and never go back in it again, right? And so part of, again, committed and decisive, as in, like, I've decided I'm no longer going to go back to diet, right? But also coachable, right? Which all of you do a beautiful job of being, like, knowing that the old, you know, dieting and counting calories and counting carbs and all that, and all of that conventional wisdom, and even the free wisdom, like Pinterest and meal plans and keto and all that, it doesn't work, or it would have worked already, right? And that you're not willing to go back to the stuff that didn't work. You're not willing to go back to the quick fixes and Band-Aids, and that you know there has to be a way, because, you know, you're around other women that are doing it, and you want to work smarter, not harder, and you're going to be coachable, and you're going to be willing to be, you know, lovingly challenged when you might be taking yourself down struggle street, and you're open to seeing what you're not seeing and knowing what you're not doing so that you can become who you're not currently being, right? And then the third one, and this is the one that I still believe is the most important, is we've all got to be resourceful, because we are trying to break out of an identity, right? When we are living in this food and body and shame prison for a long time, it becomes an identity. We forget who we are without it, or we've never known who we are without it, right? And all my clients are the same way. They're at that place where they've been dieting for so long and judging themselves and punishing themselves and controlling themselves for so long. It's like, I don't know what the alternative is, right? But the difference is when you get to that point where you are so sick of being stuck in that identity and stuck in that prison that you are willing to do anything to break free and anything to recreate it, right? And so that is who all of you are. You wouldn't be in this program if you weren't all of those things that I just shared with you, right? And so if you ever feel like there's a hole in your journey, or there's a hole in your mindset, or you can't figure out how to get your intentions back, right? I want you to come back to this recording, and I'll post it in the belief section, right? Where these can ask yourself, which one of those three things aren't you being? Are you not being committed? Are you dabbling? Are you trying to steal yourself back to all the stuff that didn't work? Are you not being coachable? Are you, again, going back to all the stuff that didn't work and not asking for help and not inviting me into the journey? And are you not being resourceful? Are you going back to your old identity, going back to the old way of thinking, as opposed to gathering the strength to really hone in and commit to this new identity that you're creating, right? And then the last thing I'll say about this, right? I asked all of you, is there any reason you couldn't make this a priority for the 9-week period that you're going to be here, right? And the distinction being, like, being 100% committed to learning the foundations that will serve you for the rest of your life, so that you have the tools and the structure and the system to give you a lifetime of freedom, not to get to your ideal weight. That's not what this is about. This is about learning the structure and the ways of thinking that will grow and evolve as you do, that will get easier the more you practice them, and that you'll get better at the more you practice them. Would you be willing to be 100% committed for the next 9 weeks and spend a few hours, you know, kind of healthily obsessing over this stuff? And each and every one of you, again, said yes, or else I wouldn't have invited you in, because I know that if you're not able to put in the reps and be 1,000% committed in this intensive time period, it won't work for you. And so that's the last thing I want to invite you to ask yourself. Like, have I really been focusing with laser focus? And if not, that's okay. Forgive yourself and recommit and redeclare, because the truth is that the magic can happen very quickly. The truth is that you don't actually need 9 weeks for all of this to sink in, right? Would it be great if it was more than 9 weeks? Absolutely, right? But you have the rest of your life, and these systems and these ways of thinking will serve you for the rest of your life. So all I wanted to do is I wanted to take a few moments and reconnect you to the conversations that we had when you first enrolled in this program, and kind of go back and use it as a checklist. Am I being committed? Am I being resourceful? Am I being coachable? And am I making this my number one priority? Now, of course, I'll never ask you to make this a priority over your children, right? But you deserve it. And the cool thing about it is, if you can intensively and intensely and, you know, healthily, obsessively obsess over this stuff for that 9-week period, or even just a few weeks at a time, it can radically transform you. And so that's what I just wanted to bring you back to and remind you of what you committed to. Because when I say 1,000% committed, it's going to be different for each and every one of you. And I do invite you to take yourself through the thought processes of, if I were 1,000% committed, this is what I would be saying to myself. This is what I would be thinking. This is what I'd be focusing on. This is what I'd be doing. Notice I said doing last, because it's like the least important. Because when you get the other parts in check, that falls into place.